The Amos and Andy Show. And now, our stars, Amos and Andy. Andy and the Kingfish finally realized that they'd never make a fortune just sitting in the office all day. So they decided to do something about it. And they did. They went to the movies. Now they're back in the office discussing the pleasant time they've just had.
Yeah, that sure was a good idea we done had, Andy, going to the movies a day. I really enjoyed that, and only 20 cents, too.
Yeah, it was a good show, too, wasn't it? Just the right length. News, cartoon, travelogue. 4 cowboy pitches and 2 features.
Yeah, they tell me that when you go in there, you're supposed to inform your draft board.
Yeah, when you go to that theater, you was gone for a long time. There ain't no two ways about that.
Say, Anna, by any chance, you hear that crack Brother Corbin made when he seen us coming out to pitch the show? He said something about we was loafers or something.
Oh, who listens to the silly babbling of Brother Crawford?
Well, so happens we done had a good reason for going to the movies, didn't we?
Oh, certainly. What was it?
Well, moving pictures is educational. Yeah, we went there to learn things.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we done sat there and see 2 great feature pictures on the screen. We learned something, didn't we?
Of course we did.
Yeah. Well, tell me, what did you learn, Anna?
Well, I learned that by blinking my eyes, I could make the actors bounce up and down.
Well, to tell you the truth, Vander, wait a minute, though.
Yeah, well.
Well, hello there, fellas. How is you?
Hi, Amos. Come in.
Say, I done dropped in here a couple of times today looking for you, fellas. Where was you?
We done been to movies.
The movies?
Yeah.
All day, you fellas ought to be ashamed of yourself. Hmm. Oh, what you talking about, Amos? Movies is educational. We was in there to learn stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what can you learn in the movies?
All right, Mr. Know-it-all. Can you blink your eyes and make the actors bounce up and down on the screen? Now answer me that.
Oh, look, Amos, take that one picture that we see today. Double Indemnity. Yeah, now, in that picture, they had Barbara Stanwyck and Fred McMurray trying to murder her husband for his insurance.
Yeah.
Now, what picture shows is that the how smart the insurance company is when somebody's trying to cheat them. Yeah, oh, that'll learn me something.
Yeah, what did it learn you, Andy?
Well, it learned me a lot of things that Andy don't know about, but it learned me that if I ever wants to cheat an insurance company, I gotta be smarter than Fred McMurray, I know that.
Well, I see what you mean, that's very interesting.
Yeah, wasn't that what you learned too, Andy? Wasn't that the great message you learned from the picture?
Oh, certainly. And I really had Fred McMurray bouncing up and down there, too.
Hey, Andy, will you forget to bounce some stuff just for a minute?
Kingfish, I still don't see where any of that stuff is educational. Now, I admit that Double Indemnity was one of the best moving pictures I ever seen. I thought it was great, but I don't see how you learn anything that's valuable.
Yeah, now... There might be something to what you say there, Amos. When you come right down to it, a woman go to a picture like that and she learn how to bump off her husband, won't you?
Yeah, and for only 20 cents, too.
Yeah, a picture like that might put ideas in the heads of a lot of women.
Yeah, bump off the husband there and run away with a boyfriend.
Yeah, that's right, all right.
Yeah, you know, stuff like that kind of make a man stop and think, don't it? Yeah, kind of make a fella feel funny, too. Well, I guess I'll run on home, boys, if you don't mind. Say, by the way, Andy, if you want to drop by the house, maybe Sapphire will invite you to come back for supper tonight.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad. I'll go along with you.
Mm-hmm. Ruby, I just had to call you right away and tell you about it.
Well, what's the big news, Sapphire?
Well, it's a big secret, and I don't even want you to tell Amos. But about 20 years ago, when me and George was first married, I took out a $500 endowment policy on him. I've been paying on it all these years without him knowing about it, And today the policy comes due, and I'm going to collect $500 for it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Sapphire.
Yeah, the insurance man just left. He brought me my paid-up policy and said to mail in the check today.
What you going to do with all that money, Sapphire?
Well, now, here's a big surprise. I'm going to take George on a second honeymoon trip back to a little town down south where we was married. I just made a note about train reservations for the two of us, and I ain't going to tell him nothing about it till just before we leave.
Well, Sapphire, I certainly am happy for you.
Wait a minute, Ruby. Amos is coming. I mean, George is coming in. I'll call you later. Bye now.
Well, hello there, honey.
Oh, George, you're home early. Hello, Andy.
How is you, Sapphire?
You know what I was thinking, Sapphire? What is this? Sapphire, what's this cigar doing in the ashtray? I ain't smoked a cigar for a week.
That? Oh, that. Why, the Fuller Brush Man was here, and he must have left it there.
No.
Boys, I got to run into the kitchen. I got something on the stove.
Cigar. Look here, and at the end of it is still wet.
Yeah. A man was just up here, all right. Yes, sir.
Oh, but that don't mean nothing. Do it.
Well, just hope that whoever was smoking that cigar was carrying brushes.
Well, I know Sapphire too well. Hey, wait a minute. What is this here? Look at here, Anna.
What is that? What?
Look here, an insurance policy on my life for $500. And I ain't never heard about that. And look here. Here's a note, say here. Look, two train reservations for Georgia. Andy, ain't all this familiar?
Yeah, show a lot like that picture of Double Indemnity we see this afternoon, ain't it?
Exactly the same, Andy. Insurance, railroad tickets. Andy, that wasn't no Fuller Brush man. That must have been Sapphire's boyfriend. Andy, this is a plot.
Well, take it easy, Kingfish. Maybe everything ain't like it looks here.
Now, wait a minute. Here she come. I'll find out.
Yeah.
Say, George, I want to ask you. George, how come you got that look on your face?
Oh, nothing. Tell me, Sapphire, what you been doing with yourself lately?
Now, that's a funny question.
Well, for instance, what did you do last night when I was at the lodge meeting?
I went around to the movies.
The movies? What the movie did you see?
Double Indemnity.
That's all, brother. Come on in.
Kingfish, will you please stop walking up and down the floor here? You're driving me crazy. What did we come up to this office for anyhow?
And I tell you, I was in trouble, Andy. My wife is going to murder me. I know it, Andy. I know it.
Oh, Kingfish, this is just something you building up in your mind. The trouble with you is you believe everything you see in the movies, like that Double Indemnity. I see you meet me in St. Louis last week, but that don't mean I got to pack my bag and go to St. Louis, do it.
Yeah, well, that stuff in Double Indemnity, though, can't happen, and I knew it can't.
Oh, they only making believe, Kingfish. Did you ever read what it say up there on the screen in the beginning of all the movies?
What's that?
It say, any resemblance of any similarity of characters or events which is coincidence which is supposed to be living wouldn't be found dead in this picture.
Look, Andy, all I know... wait a minute. Here come Henry Van Porter. Now, don't say nothing about this. What happened, man? I just found him out. Come in, Henry.
Hello, boys. Hello, just... 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 Hello, boys. Hello, just passing by.
Say, Henry, you was an insurance salesman. Tell me, is it a common thing for a wife to murder her husband for his insurance?
Well, yes, Kingfish. That do happen sometimes. A woman buys a policy so she can collect the principal after murdering her husband. However, as a salesman, I never urge a woman to buy a policy for that purpose.
And it don't happen often, do it, Henry?
No, not often. After all, for a woman to want to murder her husband, she would have to be pretty abdominal. Say, Kingfish,
You don't suspect your wife, Sapphire, doing a thing like this, do you?
Yes, Henry. Everything points to it. She done took out a $500 policy on my life, and she done already got 2 train reservations. I going crazy here.
Oh, my goodness. This is awful. Simply terrible.
Yeah, now you can see why I'm so nervous here, Henry.
Well, I am shocked.
Yeah, it's really a blow, ain't it?
I should say it is a blow. If Sapphire took out a policy so she could bump you off, she could at least let me write the policy.
Wait a minute. There's another thing, Andy. Look here. Henry here is the family insurance man. Now, if Sapphire didn't have something to hide, she would have took the policy from him instead of someone else. Oh, I tell you, boys, I was a goner.
Oh, Kingfish, will you stop talking that way?
Fellas, look here. This is just like a bad dream to think that Sapphire is thinking on doing away with me.
Well, I can imagine how you must feel, Kingfish. It's a rude shock for a man to realize that the woman of his choice is about to put the slug on him.
I still say the whole thing, Kingfish, is just your imagination.
But now, Kingfish, we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you should actually feel that there might be an attempt on your life, I want you to remember one thing.
What's that, Henry?
I have always admired your gold cufflinks.
Oh, Henry, how can you... wait a minute. Hello, Amos. Come on in. Come on.
Well, hi, you fellas. Well, when is you leaving us, Kingfish?
Leaving? Me?
Yeah, I understand you're going away for a long time.
Who told you, Amos? Tell me everything you know.
Well, Ruby wouldn't tell me all the details, but Sapphire told her that he was coming into some money soon and was going to take another honeymoon trip. She even said that she thinks he's going to enjoy it much more than she did the first one.
There it is, fellas. There it is right there. Sapphire and her boyfriend is going to murder me for my insurance, then get married and go away. Oh, me, I gotta see my lawyer right away. Gabby, I tell you, I know that that's what you're figuring on doing, because she even told Ruby something about it on the phone. She's gonna kill me, Gabby.
Oh, it's a very tough case. It's indeed a very tough case. The whole thing sounds so corpsey. But I tell you, Kingfish, if Sapphire and her boyfriend murder you, I'll personally see to it that they pay the supreme penalty. The supreme penalty.
Yeah, well, now, what would be the supreme penalty for killing me?
$2 fine.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, look here, Gabby. There must be another way to do this thing. Gabby, don't you see how desperate...
There's one other approach to the matter, Kingfish. Just one other approach. We might try to keep Sapphire from murdering you in the first place. Now, how does that appeal to you?
Yeah, that I like, Gabby.
All right. Now, the thing to do is to figure out the different ways Sapphire could murder you. Then you can be on your guard.
Yeah, now, that's the stuff. Now, what would be some ways she'd murder me?
Well, first of all, she might come at you with a knife. Oh, yes, indeed, with a knife.
Oh, no. Sapphire couldn't murder me with a knife.
Maybe not, but she could make a stab at it.
Now, what else there, Gabby?
She might try putting poison in your food. When you eat at home, taste the food kind of easy, like. That way you can tell if there's any poison in it.
Gabby, look here. I've been eating Sapphire's food for 20 years, and the way she cooks, I defy anybody to tell whether there's poison in it or not.
Well, in that case, you got to stop eating home altogether. And you also got to watch out what you drink. She might put an overdose of sleeping pills in your coffee at night. That'll kill you, too. Or it can be, that'll kill you.
Oh, me, Gabby. Ain't there any way that I can tell if Sapphire put an overdose of sleeping pills in the coffee I drink at night?
Yep, there's one way. By giving yourself the sleeping pill test at bedtime. The sleeping pill test.
The sleeping pill test?
Yes, indeed. You set the alarm for 8 o'clock the next morning. And if you don't wake up to shut it off, you done flunked the test.
I see what you mean there. Well, is there anything else I got to guard against with Sapphire?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And your apartment's on the fourth floor. It's up high. Way up high. So stay away from the windows. Stay away from the windows or she'll have to push you out.
Push me out, huh?
Sure, that's right. Watch out. She's going to call you over to the window and tell you to look down at the scenery. Look down at the scenery. Then one push, the first thing you know, you've become part of it.
Look, I see where I'm going to have to be wide awake every minute. Anyway.
And to be on the safe side, Kingfish, my advice to you is to get yourself a bodyguard. A bodyguard, somebody that'll stay with you all the time.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I'll speak to one of the boys about that.
Yeah, and be on your guard all the time, because this whole case comes under jurisdiction of Department of Public Works. Department of Public Works.
Department of Public Works. How you figure that?
Because Sapphire's going to get you up in the department away from the public and give you the work. That's Department of Public Works, Bobby Head.
Hello, Sean. Shorty, I just thought I'd drop in to see you.
Well, hiya, Kingfish. I'm glad you did. Yeah.
You know, Shorty, I've been thinking. You was one of my best friends, and I ain't never had you over to my house for supper or to spend the night.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and living alone and cooking for yourself like you does, I was thinking that maybe you ain't gonna have much of a supper tonight.
Oh, I'm gonna cook myself a wonderful meal tonight. Yeah, I'm going out and buy a big steak. I'm gonna buy a 2-rib roast beef. I'm gonna buy a mess of pork. Maybe I'll get me a big porterhouse. No point.
Well, now, in that case, Shorty, I want you to come over with me now and have a real supper. My wife will be glad to have you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Kingfish, but I can't tonight. No, I got an appointment at the Red Cross in a little while to give me half a pint of blood.
A half a pint? I thought each person's quarter was a pint.
It is, but they decided I ain't geared for that kind of production. But I could come to supper tomorrow night, though.
Look here, now, wait a minute. Shorty, tonight's the night that I need you, and it's a matter of life and death. Mm. Oh, I might as well confess the whole thing to you, Shorty. I got a reason to believe that my wife is out to murder me.
Yeah, well, that's not...
Yeah, well, now, that's right, Shorty. My wife is out to murder me, and I need a bodyguard. And if I can get you sticking with me to the bodyguard, my wife ain't gonna try nothing.
That's what you say. But I don't give a case where a man hired a bodyguard to keep from getting killed by mistake. They killed a poor bodyguard.
My goodness. What did the man do?
What could he do? He apologized.
Shorty, look here. I guarantee you that Sapphire ain't the type that makes mistakes. Now, if anybody gets killed, it's going to be me. But with you around, nobody going to get killed.
That ain't true. With me around the scene of the crime, I'd rather get murdered along with you.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, don't be silly, Shorty. How could that happen?
I don't know. She's liable to make me the accessory after the corpse.
Oh, Shorty, listen to me, will you? Does you know what you was doing? You was turning me down when I need you the most, Shorty. That's what you're doing, Shorty.
Kingfish, you just put it on the basis that makes it hard to refuse.
What do you mean, Shorty?
Who could turn down a man that's in such trouble? Who could refuse to help a man that's like... Who could turn down a friend that's in need? Who could refuse to be a bodyguard of a man that's going to be murdered? Who? Me.
Now, wait a minute, Kingfish. Wait a minute. Before you open the door to your apartment, I ain't sure I want to be your bodyguard.
Well, now, look here, Andy. With you around, I sure Sapphire ain't going to murder me. Now, I promise you, I'll give you $5 if you'll stay with me.
Yeah, well, listen, Kingfish, I told you before, I don't want no money. I'm helping you as a friend. I don't want to make no money or nothing like this. Come on, let's go in.
Yeah, let's open the door easy. Look, there's Sapphire.
She sure don't look like no female murderer.
Oh, hello, George. Hello, Andy. I didn't hear you two come in.
Hello, Sapphire.
Oh, hiya, Sapphire.
Well, supper's all ready. Say, ain't it kind of stuffy in here? Excuse me while I open the window.
Here comes the pushing out of the window system. She ought to murder me, all right. Stick close to me, Andy.
Oh, George, come over here and look out the window. There's the most beautiful sunset.
Oh, Kingfish.
Just look at that sunset, George. Say, you two boys sure have got chummies.
Oh, what you mean?
With your arms around each other.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't notice that. Must have done it unconscious.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah, well, as long as we got our arms around each other, and there ain't no point to us to go to all the trouble of taking them away.
Oh, yeah. It'll be a lot of bother. A lot of bother.
Yeah. George, take a good look. You'll never get to see another sunset like this.
Hold me tighter, Andy.
Well, I guess we might as well start supper. If you two boys can break away from each other long enough. I'll see if everything's on the table.
Supper. Pushing the side of the window didn't work, so now comes the poison.
Yeah, I know.
Well, sit down, boys. I got a delicious beef stew here. Well, don't stand there. Sit down.
Okay, sitting down, sitting down.
Passing your plate, Andy.
Yeah, but I don't want no beef stew, Sapphire. I forgot to tell you, I just has become a...
Well, now, this is with some vegetables.
Yeah, but, well, I don't like vegetables. I never eat them.
Well, how can you be a vegetarian if you don't eat vegetables?
Well, it ain't easy, I'll tell you that.
Oh, you just talking silly. Come on, here's some nice beef stew. Now, George, you give me your plate.
No, honey, no, just tonight. I ain't feeling very beef stewy. I tell you what, though, if you've got an unopened loaf of bread, I'll just have a slice of that with some ketchup on it from an unopened bottle of ketchup, if you got that.
Yeah, me too. I'm crazy about unopened ketchup on unopened bread.
I don't understand you two. How about some coffee, Andy?
No, thanks, Sapphire. I'm afraid it'll keep me awake.
What about you, George?
No, thanks, honey. I'm afraid it'll put me to sleep.
Say, what's going on here? You two are certainly acting awful queer. Now tell me what it is, George. Because you've been looking at me funny ever since you first walked in here.
Yeah,
what's
wrong?
Well, now look here. You know very well what's wrong. It's that insurance scheme that you done cooked up. I was wise to that awful thing that you has done planned.
Awful thing? What are you talking about? Well, I think it's awful nice and sentimental of me to spend 20 years paying up an insurance policy for $500 and arranging for us to spend a second honeymoon in Georgia on part of the money.
Look, all I know is, Sapphire, would you mind repeating that? My left ear has been jamming up on me here lately. I ain't hear
it. Yeah, well, it's all right, Kingfish. I don't hear it, too.
Oh, me, Sapphire. I don't know how to apologize to you for thinking what I've been thinking.
Well, what do you mean, George?
Well, when I come home after seeing that movie Double Indemnity, and I noticed the insurance policy on my life and the train reservations laying on the desk, I didn't figure right away that it was going to be just like Double Indemnity.
Yeah, he thunk you was out to murder him for the money and then go to Georgia with that fellow that left the cigar in the ashtray.
Oh, the insurance man.
Yeah.
Oh, George, how could you ever think that I would do a thing like that?
Yeah, well, now, to tell you the truth, honey, I wasn't the only one. Henry Van Poulter thought that you might do it, and even Gabby. Matter of fact, Andy here was the only one of all the people that I spoke to that felt all along that you wasn't the type that would commit murder.
Oh, yeah. I was 100% sure there was nothing to the whole thing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Andy. You're a real friend.
You said it.
George, come on in the other room for a minute. I want to show you the train reservations and everything. Use the Andy.
Yeah, sure. Can I use your phone?
Go ahead, son. Come on, yourself. Oh, yourself.
That's the way it go. Funny how things work out. Hello, Frank. This is Andy Brown. Do me a favor, will you? Yeah. Cancel that insurance policy I took out on the Kingfish hour ago.